The losses caused to the Kashmir economy due to the lockdown has crossed rupees 5,000 crores. Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar, and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. The Kashmir Chamber of Commerce and Industries has estimated that the losses caused to the Kashmir economy due to the lockdown, now entering the 70th day, has crossed rupees 5,000 crores. In this episode, we will speak to Kashmiri journalists Javed Ahmed and Mansoor Peer to understand how the economy has come crashing down in Kashmir, especially for those players who are not big enough to shoulder the extent of losses. Javed, can you tell us which sectors have suffered the most since August 5th?
When it comes to the general economy, the decision which was historic of its kind, the government issued an advisory on August 2. It asked tourists, Amarnath Yatris and migrant workers, though migrant workers were not particularly mentioned, but it generally asked tourists to, curtail their visit in the valley. So, citing threats from the militants. So since then, these hotels, restaurants and houseboats on famous Dal Lake in Srinagar and other tourist destinations like Ski Resort Gulmarg, Pahalgam and Sonmarg, they got emptied. So there were hardly any tourists were seen in the last 2 months. This had a huge impact on this.
Especially because this is like the middle of the tourist season, right?
Yeah, this was the peak of the tourism season, and which is already gone. Now we are heading towards winter. So everything during these months on the front of this tourism sector came to stand still. Even as the government has now, withdrew the security advisory from October 10, but still these tourism players are upbeat about the revival of the sector. But also they have welcomed it.
Okay.
Saying that more steps need to be taken, like, communication restoration in overall, which would help them, restore or get back to the track.
Right, but like you said, we are also closing in on winter, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
So that would also mean that this decision probably comes too late, right, for this year at least.
See, but there is what I spoke to a senior government official yesterday. He said there were over 6,000 tourists, including foreigners, visited Valley during these past 2 months since the August 5. This is compared with the over 150,000 tourists in July, which is prior to the August 5 decision, and more than 1,60,000 tourists in June this year. The number came down, but there were still, this is the least number, the 6,000 tourists which visited, during the past 2 months.
Okay.
But with this advisory, removed now by the government, it also said yesterday that all the necessary assistance and logical support would be provided to the tourists in the valley.
Right.
And it's also hoping that the coming days, the future, it would be, booming for the tourism sector.
Right.
Like this latest decision would give a fresh lease of life to the sector in the valley.
Right.
But those associated with the industry, I mentioned they have welcomed it, but complete revival of this sector in Kashmir is, possible immediately until and the communication are lifted. These are restored to its proper state.
And by then, winter will set in.
This
so
is
it's
what they believe. The tourism players here, those who are involved in this sector.
Okay. I remember, though, when I visited Kashmir 2 weeks back, that all of Dal Lake, the stretch from there till Shalimar was desolate. Mm-hmm. What I remember speaking to people there was that the businesses, etc., all of them, all the small businesses around that particular destination had been severely hit. Is there any form of compensation or anything that the government has offered, in the previous instances when curfew was declared and, the place was shut down?
As of now, there's no word on it. The government has just, withdrew the security advisory. On the compensation aspect, there is no word from the government whether it would provide to them anything for whatever they have lost during these months. As of now, everybody, be it somebody who is associated with the trade or with the tourism sector or any other sector in the valley, they are just hoping that the communication and the blockade is lifted so that they are able to run their establishments normally in the valley.
Resume operations, right?
Because also see when these tourists would come, to the Kashmir Valley, they also need to now talk to their families, and now there must be a confidence building in the valley also with regard to this.
Right.
Because once they come to valley, they won't be able to connect with
anybody outside.
Be it an international or national tourist. Even as the government said, they have, set up more these PCO booths, the public call offices, and around 300 internet kiosks have been set up across various districts of the valley. And they say these facilities would be also put to use for the tourists, like for booking tickets and all. But still, there would be problems
are these booths
as well as the tourism players.
Are these booths and kiosks functional? Have they been
set
up?
They are functional, and they have been mostly set up in the government offices. Like Deputy Commissioner's office has a internet facility center, so people go there, students, other people who are in dire need of this facility, they go there and visit the center and get their job done.
Right.
But still they face difficulties because people have to come off the far off places, and it's very difficult. Something which you
there would
you
also
had,
be long
I mean,
queues
the thing, available on the fingertips earlier. For that thing, you have to now visit kilometers away. Like
and
15 or 20 kilometers.
And I'm sure there would
that
be like...
in absence of the public transport. And that is also another sector which has been badly hit because not a single, this public transport vehicle has been able to hit the roads during these last 2 months.
Right. That's another sector.
So that is tourism, transport, small businesses, among other sectors which are majorly affected. What about jobs, Javed? Kashmir is also a region which houses a lot of people who work in the informal sector, So people who are dependent on all these affected sectors, how do you think they are coping?
See, when the hotels and other establishments, they were emptied, they had nothing to earn, this also led to the job cuts in the sector. Both in hotels, in restaurants, where there is a huge manpower required, in the hospitality sector. So all these sectors were hit by this also. Those who were earning a kind of like meager income and were earning their livelihood from this. So they were
You
also
mean like
hit.
An everyday income? You mean like an everyday income?
Yeah, everyday income. See, suppose if we take an example of Gulmarg, where people are associated with the ponewalas, the horse riders. They just earn in the day and finish their job. So they had literally no business to do this season. So during winter, they normally have a little thing to earn because there would be snow in the season.
Right. So basically, the ones who suffer the most out of this situation are those from the informal sector, right? Which is what most of these people fall under. Like everyday wage earners, people who are on contract.
Yes. Because already a lot of workers left the valley. They were also somehow earning something here in the valley. Suppose masons, carpenters who come from the different states of India like Bihar, Rajasthan, and they earn their livelihood here. And they were also, when they left, they might have found alternatives outside also. But those who are from the Kashmir, who were working in hotels, restaurants, they couldn't find any job other than, doing something like home cores.
Right.
So now, but with this advisory lifted, there are hopes that tourism sector would be back on the track. There is a winter season ahead, and skiing is cheap at snowy slopes at Gulmarg.
Okay.
Remember, this skiing is one of the major sport that is applied during this winter season.
Yeah, it's a major attraction.
And it is very cheap compared to Europe, where it costs us much expenses. However, it remains to see whether tourists would throng Gulmarg on this winter season ahead.
And
which
whether
also coincided with the Christmas this year.
Yeah. And whether these, the losses suffered during these months could be compensated in the months to come is something that we can only wait and watch.
Apples contribute close to 15% to Kashmir's economy. And we are in the middle of a harvest season, which means all that effort that apple farmers have put in to grow their crop might just go down the drain. Mansoor, how bad is the situation?
5th of August, the decision came at the peak of harvest season that was getting underway.
Peak of the apple harvest season.
Yes, sir. The business lockdown also has badly affected apple industry, which is the backbone of Kashmir's economy. See, in this apple industry, there are 3.5 million people associated with this business in Kashmir.
Okay.
The largest fruit mandi in Sopor area of North Kashmir, which usually remains packed with apples. Apple produce remains shut mostly. It only opens for some hours
okay.
in the morning and evening. The fruit industry has hit due to this lockdown, as it has caused problems in transportation from Kashmir to India and abroad.
Okay.
The farmers and fruit traders have said that the clampdown stopped them from either getting their produce to market or shipping it out rest of India. Because public transport is not there, and they are not able to communicate with truck drivers or with their growers, etc.
And also, however, truck drivers are not operating, right? All private vehicles are not completely operational, if I'm not wrong. Or are they operating services?
Yes, truck drivers are operating services, but they are facing very difficulties in communicating with the people.
Yeah, okay.
If a truck comes from Jammu or Delhi, then they have to reach Srinagar. Then they are facing in communicating with the destination where they
They need to be able to speak to the farmers and the middlemen, whoever it is. So yeah, that makes sense that they are not okay. Go on.
However, keeping this thing in mind, last month the government introduced a market intervention scheme through which it intended to procure 12 lakh tons of apples this season. Initially, the government provided rupees 52 to 53 per kg for A-grade apples to farmers. Mm-hmm. At that time, the farmers had said that the rates were low compared to open market.
Okay.
But what happened, recently the government revised the rates under the scheme from 58 rupees to 60 rupees per kg for A-grade delicious category.
Okay.
Box of apple contains around 50 kgs.
Okay.
Keeping in view the government fixed rate, the cost of the apple box is around 900 rupees. However, as for farmers, the rate in the open market sometimes goes up to 1200 to 1300 in open markets.
Okay.
However, the government has also said that the scheme is aimed at ensuring business security to the farmers.
So this rate is going to operate as a minimum support price. It's the first time it's been introduced. And farmers are hoping that this will sort of give them some relief from the situation that you've just described, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before we finish, Mansoor has an update about the release of politicians who are under preventive detention.
The government has thoroughly released three little-known politicians who were detained after abrogation of Article 370. Mm-hmm. They are former legislator from Rifaabad constituency, Yawar Dilawar Mir, Noor Mohammed and Shoaib Nabilun. Last month, the government had released People's Conference leader Imran Raza Ansari, National Conference leader Khurshid Alam. Last week also, the political leaders from Jammu were released from house arrest. These developments came ahead of Bloc Development Council elections in the state.
Okay.
Importantly, top mainstream politicians, including those from PDP and National Conference, are still under detention, while only BJP has decided to go ahead with contesting BDC polls. The Congress has also announced to boycott the polls.
So the polls are scheduled for 24th of October. We have statements coming from some leaders in Kashmir, the BJP leaders, saying that they'll be contesting. There are others like Shaila Rashid who said that she will not participate in electoral process because it seems like an insult to what's happening in Kashmir. How is the preparation in Kashmir? Other than the BJP, are any other political players taking part in any kind of campaigning, or are people filing nominations? What is really happening?
Yes, they have filed these nomination papers, but there is no visible campaigning actually. Maybe they would be doing it inside, or by their own communication, but there is no visible campaigning actually for the BDS polls.
Thank you, Javed and Mansoor. That is all from the fourth episode of Voices from the Lockdown. Please tune in at 8 tomorrow for the next episode.